This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Genius of Jane Austen, Her Love of Theatre, and Why She is a Hit in Hollywood, by Paula Byrne. Read by Antonia Beamish.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. In 1821, 4 years after the death of Jane Austen, a critic in the Quarterly Review compared her art to Shakespeare's, saying as little as possible in her own person and giving a dramatic air to the narrative by introducing frequent conversations. She created her fictional world with a regard to character hardly exceeded even by Shakespeare himself. In the Victorian era, Austen was dubbed the prose Shakespeare. George Eliot's common law husband, George Henry Lewis, developed the comparison in an influential Blackwood's Magazine article on the novels of Jane Austen. But instead of description, the common and easy resource of novelists, she has the rare and difficult art of dramatic presentation. Instead of telling us what her characters are and what they feel, she presents the people and they reveal themselves. In this, she has never perhaps been surpassed, not even by Shakespeare himself. Yet another 19th century writer, the novelist Thomas Lister, ascribed her genius to revelation of character through dramatic dialogue. She possessed the rare and difficult art.